Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate the challenges you'll face throughout your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we'll be talking about how to know if getting an agent is the right move for you at this stage of your acting career. Now, most new actors believe that they need an agent right at the very beginning, and this is a major mistake. In fact, it's the number one reason that so many actors get scammed. Instead, it's best to wait until you have at least 3 to 5 speaking credits on your resume. Ideally, having 4 to 6 is better, but 3 to 5 is sort of the minimum that you want before you want to make it your primary focus to get an agent. You can get these initial credits by finding auditions online and submitting yourself to them. I actually have a great course that I'll tell you about very briefly before we continue here. It's called Kickstart Your Acting Career. So if you're still new as an actor and you have not gotten those 3 to 5 speaking credits yet, this course is basically custom created for actors in that situation. It's a 5-day course. It dives deep on how to get those auditions for those productions if you don't have an agent, credits, or reel yet. Basically, if you're brand new, this course will show you how to get those credits as quickly as possible so that you can start building your resume, and it'll make it way easier for you to get an agent when you start looking for one. So if you're interested, the webpage is kickstartminicourse.com. Kickstart, like K-I-C-K-S-T-A-R-T, Kickstart, and then mini course, M-I-N-I, course.com. You can check out more information there and sign up. Now, let's talk about this question, right? Is an agent right for you? So once you're able to book some paid and unpaid independent jobs, speaking roles with consistency, at that point, it's time to start considering whether you're ready and whether you should start looking for an agent. Okay, so here are some things that I'd like to share with you that you should take into consideration before you begin searching. Ideally, you should be answering yes to as many of these as possible. So, first one, audition and acting skills. Can you memorize lines quickly? And do you feel confident in your acting abilities, right? Can you take direction well? Do you feel confident in the audition room? If you feel like off or uncomfortable or not sure of your acting abilities to the point where, you know, if someone booked you on set for something that you'd be really, really awkward or uncomfortable with it, then maybe you shouldn't be looking for an agent just yet. Okay. But in general, I recommend that you should try to get confident and competent in those types of situations as quickly as possible. And usually you'll do that by booking those first 3 to 5 speaking roles in small independent productions. That'll kind of help with your confidence. It'll teach you what you need to know. So again, besides just having those credits for the agent itself, it's great for your confidence and just feeling comfortable on set. Now, next thing. So marketing materials. Do you have a high-end professional headshot? Right? So agents need you to have a professional headshot. This is not like when you're submitting to small independent student productions or unpaid acting work, and you can just use a photo that you've taken yourself. Even if it's a decent photo, you really do want to pay a professional headshot photographer for something that looks really high-end and expensive. If you don't, agents are going to look at your stuff and just kind of think that you're not really that serious about your acting career yet. Now, if you don't have a professional headshot yet and you are based in the New York City or New Jersey region, or you want to come over here, I recommend checking out my company, City Headshots. That's C-I-T-Y Headshots with an S. So you go to cityheadshots.com and you can see our packages and schedule a shoot. We specialize in working with actors and can definitely get you a headshot that would be taken seriously by an agent. Now, next thing is your clips. Do you have at least one or two non-self-tape scenes that show strong acting ability? So this means when I say non-self-tape, now obviously agents want to see your self-tapes because they want to know what type of setup you have, and they want to see what your auditions and monologues and stuff look like. But a self-tape being shot against a flat wall with, you know, just like you're looking at the camera, it's totally different than something that was shot on an actual set with other actors. So if you've been in at least 3 to 5 productions because you've gotten those initial credits already, then you want to reach out to the directors or whoever put those projects together and see if you can get your footage from those, because you can use it to create a reel or at least cut out some clips that are around 30 to 40 seconds each that show your acting ability in a non-self-tape environment. Now, if you don't already have any clips, or you're just finding it impossible to get your footage back, I know plenty of actors who, you know, the directors just never respond to anything, and you're just like, how do I get my clips? If you're in that boat, but you really want to start looking for an agent right away, we also shoot professional scenes for actors. Again, we're based in the tri-state area, so you'd have to travel to us currently. But our website for shooting professional footage is actorscreenershoot.com. That's actor, and then the word screener, S-C-R-E-E-N-E-R, shoot.com. And that's shoot without an S at the end, so the singular. Actorscreenershoot.com. Now, let's talk about credits. So as I mentioned earlier, do you have at least 3 to 5 speaking credits on your resume? 4 to 6 credits is even better, but 3 to 5 is sort of the bare minimum that I recommend for looking for an agent. Next, your goals. So do you have specific career goals and a vision for your path in the industry that an agent can help you achieve? So what is the reason that you want an agent? They're most likely going to ask you that question. So you need to understand what agents actually do. Most agents can help you get access to auditions for much bigger productions, right? So if that's part of your goal, I'd like to start auditioning for union productions in television shows or streaming platform shows, then great, that's a clear goal. But you do want to come up with some sort of goal, because they're most likely going to ask you about that in the interview. Work ethic. Are you willing to continue doing hard work to find auditions on your own, even if you sign with an agent who is also helping you find work? Most agents don't want to sign on an actor who is not going to work hard or is just going to start sitting and waiting for the agent to do everything. So you should be still willing to actually put in some effort to continue growing your career. Availability. Do you have the ability to make it to auditions whenever they might come up, especially last minute? Right? Agents will send you things and like the night before, and then suddenly you need to be somewhere the next day. So they want you to have a schedule that allows for that. And on top of that, are you able to respond to your agent's messages quickly? Ideally in less than an hour. So if they text you or they send you an email, you should be on top of that and make sure that, you know, you have your notifications set up so that you can respond as fast as possible. If you tend not to respond, or you take more than a couple hours to respond whenever they send you messages, even if you sign with a great agent at first, the agent is just going to stop putting in effort for you if you're not quick to respond. Next, I mentioned this earlier, but your self-tape setup. Do you actually have a professional self-tape setup so that you can submit high-end audition tapes? Okay, so is your microphone close enough to you where there's no echo? Are you in a room that has dead sound, meaning there's no reflections and stuff coming off the walls, echoes, where you have like blankets and stuff on the floor? Is there a professional flat backdrop behind you so that there's nothing distracting, right? And finally, of course, do you have decent lighting where we can see your face very easily and you're lit up brightly? All of that stuff is absolutely critical. Without having a self-tape set up, they're just never going to consider you. Finally, are you prepared for more work? For some actors, starting to get a lot of auditions and stuff can feel a little bit scary. Okay? A lot of it is about mindset. And if you're... if some part of you is worrying about like, will I be able to handle this? Then maybe you're not ready for an agent yet. Maybe you've been searching for an agent, but somehow you're unconsciously self-sabotaging yourself because somewhere in your brain, you're like, maybe I'm not ready for this. So you need to consciously decide whether you are gonna be willing to take on more acting work. Okay, because a good agent, they're gonna make you a lot busier. And it's more than just acting in productions that you book. You're going to obviously have to deal with a lot more auditions, which means more prep time, more memorization. And even you're going to have to do with meetings with your agent. And, you know, you're going to have to respond to their messages and just continuously be taking more steps in your acting career. Getting an agent is like taking your acting career to the next level. So you do have to take it seriously. So if you answer yes to all or most of the questions that I just outlined, then yeah, you probably are ready for an agent, and you're also probably going to have a pretty high shot of getting signed by someone soon. All right. So thanks for listening. That's all I have for you today. But all I do have for you is one ask, which is if you have not already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. It also helps me by making these episodes more easily findable for other actors too. Thanks so much, and see you soon.